Sims, welcome back to MHA Characters X. Listener, I'm alive, somehow. My mental health decreased horribly because I missed so much schoolwork. And I was sick twice last month, so I couldn't exactly make a lot of episodes. I tried to at least make the covers or, like, find stories, but I was so busy, I barely even got anything done. The only thing I got done was schoolwork. But I'm better now, and my mental health is good enough to where I can answer emails and, like, answer things and do a podcast. Since I wasn't able to find a story for Aoyama, Koda, and Sato, we're skipping those ones. If you guys actually want stories for those ones, I can maybe make one. But yeah, we skip those ones. We're gonna do, this one's Kirishima X Listener. I haven't read this beforehand, but I think this is a yandere since you guys wanted yandere stories for October months. So this is like a late start. Extremely late start because it's already November 11th, but yeah, we're gonna do that. I think that's it. Let's get started. I already lost my place. The snow started falling in the crisp white snow. Oh my god, I'm already messing up my reading. I haven't read in a while. The snow started falling. Started to fall in crisp white flakes, kissing the ground gently before melting. As peaceful as the scene around you was, there was much more horrifying events playing in your life. The building was crumbling, millions dead, and more suffering. But all you can think about was how you ran off to save more people, while your lover begged you to get out with him. The building only had seconds to stand. Seconds to stand at that time. But you refused. You ran to find more people, thinking he left the building, but no. He ran off to search for you, and you narrowly escaped, thinking he was safe and sound. But when it all came down, he was nowhere to be seen. You realized that it was... Nowhere to be seen. You realized that if you had just gone with him to leave, then maybe, just maybe, he would be alive. You cried, practically sobbing in front of the rubble, calling out for him as if he would pop out from the large debris, like a miracle. But no. You gave up on him just as quickly as he died. And so, with the pro-hero Red Riot was gone, Ichiro, he whimpered. Wait, what? And so with that, the pro-hero Red Riot was gone, Ichiro, he whimpered out, looking at the rubble one last time before standing to go help the rest. Well, I've scrolled too far. You thought it was odd that when it was all cleaned up and done, the only body they didn't find was his. But you didn't pay any mind to that. You were busy with hero work, like you always were. In fact, you were so busy that Ichiro didn't cross your mind for months. You worked on papers and interviews, commercials, took on an internship, an UA apprentice. And when they were back, I'm sorry, I haven't read stories last month, so I'm so confused how to read again. And when they went back, you realized you're already done so much work. Too much, in fact, you're the only thing you could... Too much, in fact, to where the only thing you could do was sit for a whole day. It was slow, boring, no papers, no people, just you and your thoughts. As soon as you decided to relax, however, the oddest thing happened. You fell asleep. You dreamt that your love was Your love was alive, and then he swooped you from the couch, swooped you up from the couch, giving you a kiss, and then knocking you out. But now you wish that part was a dream. You wish it wasn't real, and you wish you weren't conflicted. Wait, not conflicted, confined. I'm slow. You were conflicted to this stupid room. Come on, you said. Come on, you said you would stick together. We would stick together forever. We both agreed we wouldn't let go. We wouldn't let the other die in the line of work. You let me die. I tried to hold that promise, and you let me die. Go. You let me die doing that. He was sitting in a chair across from your spot on a bed. This was his guilt trip moment. He was angry. He had every right to be. You let him die. You let him die. It's all your fault. Yours. Yours, 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 yours. He struggled against the chair. The chains. You struggled against the chains, trying to attack something. Anything, if it could help you calm down your frustration. But the chains only got tighter, and suddenly you were restrained to the bed as if by magic. And you started to get drowsy, as well as tired. You felt your body go limp, and soon you fell asleep. What should we do, doctor? They're only getting worse. They keep rambling about powers, heroes, and some man named Ichido. A nurse said from the other side of the white iron door. From the white iron door that kept you in. I'm not sure. I've never seen anything like their case. I don't know if they're cure. If there's a cure in the world for that. For it. That poor soul. That's the end of the story of Kirishima X. Listener. There was no specified gender, so I will be making the cover different from what it originally was going to be. So there might not be a cover for some time. Just a fair warning, this was a one-shot, as you can tell. We're gonna read another story in a bit. If I only read 3 stories today, that's because my motivation left me. It always does that after like 2 to 3 stories. Anyways, have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.